It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is a park ranger down at Mayo Park. Always something going on, always something to do. LeBron, I got to ask this question. 2 weeks will be just about time for Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend will kick off on Friday, May the 24th, and run through Monday the 27th. Do you have any openings for camping at Mayo Park?
Rob, this is the first year that we are 100% slam. The good thing is this year we booked all the way up solid tight for our tent sites. I gave the last tent site away last week. But you still have time to come out and rent a canoe, rent a kayak or a paddleboard, or enjoy the many trails that we got. Hopefully the weather will be nice. I always tell people Memorial Weekend is the busiest weekend of the year because I feel like, you know, people come out of hibernation for the wintertime. This is the kickoff for summer. But, next weekend is Memorial Weekend. We do have a plenty of primitive tent sites available. If you like to go in a primitive area and pitch a tent, you are more than welcome to do that. Just give us a call. But, again, Memorial Weekend is packed, but I do have a waiting list for people that I have been calling for people to have canceled for various reasons. But, again, still come out and walk the trails. You can play the disc golf course, play in the horseshoe pit, or whatever the case may be. And that's another thing. I was talking to my buddies the other day. They were saying how they were going to play horseshoes. A lot of people don't know, but we have a 10 ring horseshoe pit out at Mayo, and they're sanctioned by North Carolina Pitchers Association. They're very nice horseshoe pits, and they are free and open to the public. So I do believe if people that's interested in playing horseshoes, they could come out there to Mayo and see what we have, or what we offer. I do believe they will have a great time and be, you know, impressed at what we have out there, Rob.
You know, LeBron, Mayo has a tremendous amount of things to offer that would be really enjoyable for a lot of different people. We'll dig into some of those things coming up in just a little bit. But LeBron, how's the fishing this week out at Mayo? Have you heard any fishermen say?
Definitely, Rob. So this past weekend, we had our next to our last bass tournament at Mayo. Zell Barnett, he won it with a sack of 20 pounds, 5 fish that weighed in at 20 pounds. So Zell did very good, you know, with that. But everybody else finished right behind him. I think one bag was 19 pounds, and everybody else had 16 to 19 pounds. So, you know, the fish are out there. They're off the bed a little bit now, Rob, which means, you know, they have kind of went back out in the deep a little bit. A lot of guys were saying, and I can tell too, that the fish are pretty much laid out by now, which means, you know, they have pretty much laid their eggs for the year. But they're still biting, you know. So a good sack, you know, you may see a 20-pound sack, then everybody else have 16 to 19 pounds. Versus your March and your April tournaments, you'll see a lot more bigger bags because the fish are on the bed and they're still full of eggs. Fish are biting out there. The crappie are still biting. I was talking to a buddy last night. He said he had a good day. Fishing crappie, we call it 30. But you know, by the time it gets hot, they will start to move off a little bit. But that's fishing. You can go out there today, Rob, and catch a 5-gallon bucket full and go out there tomorrow to the same spot, or, you know, do the same thing and might catch 2 fish. So that's fishing.
Well, I've always heard people say a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work.
That's right.
We'll be back after this message with more Playing in Person. Continuing on with Playing in Person, our guest today is LeBron Street of Mayo Park. LeBron, you made mention of the sanctioned horseshoe pits at Mayo Park, playground equipment, picnic shelters, camping, a disc golf course. Also, they have paddle boards available for rent. They have the nature walking trail. You know, you can't get much better than Mayo Park. They have RV and campsites available. I'll get it out just a second. They have cabins available And some of the cabins will sleep up to 9 people. Is that correct, LeBron?
That is correct, Rob. We have 5 cabins. The first 3 cabins are what we consider small cabins, Rob. And it's basically, it can sleep 6 people. So in one room, you have a full-size bed. And then in the other room, you have 2 sets of bunk beds. So, you know, 2 people on one bed. And in the other room, you have 2 sets of bunk beds. And then we have also have 2 cabins. As Rob stated, they can sleep up to 9 people. It's one open room, all bunk beds in that room. So it's 2. It's 4 sets of bunk beds in there and one little single bed. And, it's, you know, the prices are not bad. You get a small cabin for $55 a night and a large cabin for $65. I did. A lot of people do say, I want to take my kids camping, but I just don't know how they'll do in a tent, or I'm scared of the weather. So I always encourage people, you know, start off with a cabin. And if you start off with a cabin, you can put tents up at the cabin. So a lot of times the parents will sleep in the cabin and let the kids, you know, get a little bit of a taste of what it's like to pitch a tent out there with the tent in front of their cabin. So you can, that is an idea, that is something that people do to introduce people into camping. So we do have all that. As usual, like anything else, we do book up pretty quick. So get your reservations now, or if you're looking at your calendar, go ahead and, you know, make a reservation. As I stated, I can't stress enough, we do book up quick, and you can never book too fast. I have some people, every year they just roll over and they can take their vacation the same time every year and get all 5 cabins. So that is possible for a family to get all 5 cabins. So what better way to spend time with your family than, you know, at the lake at Mayo?
Well, now, LeBron, something else about there at Mayo Park, the cabins do not have bathrooms in them, but they have air conditioning and heat, but there at Mayo, close by the cabins, are modern bathroom facilities. Mm-hmm. And so you need to check them out right there at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806, or log on to PersonCounty.net for more information about Mayo Park. When logging on to PersonCounty.net, you can click on the Mayo portion of the website. So be sure to check that out. Also, you're welcome to stop in and pay a visit with LeBron, Jeremy, or any of the friendly staff to make reservations or to ask questions. And I always get it right opposite, but it's 1013
Neil Store Road.
Yes, right. Is the address of the Education and Environment Building. News coming up in just about 1 minute from the North Carolina News Network. LeBron, what is the date of this Saponi 5K run there at Mayo Park?
Very good question, Rob. The date of the Saponi 5K, you have a good month, June the 15th. So go ahead and start getting those legs warmed up, start stretching now for the Saponi 5K. And after the break, we can go more in detail about it. But just remember, June the 15th is the Saponi 5K out there at Mayo Lake.
And you need to go ahead and get signed up. And if you'd like more information about the Saponi 5K run at Mayo Park, just call Mayo Park at 336-597-7806, and they can tell you what you need to do about getting signed up and registered for that taking place in the very near future. It's time for news from the North Carolina News Network. We'll be back in a few minutes spending more time with LeBron Street. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, we've been talking about Mayo Park this morning. Always something fun to do at Mayo Park. Be sure to check it out. Also, here it is, May. It's going to be a lot of folks to start having family and friends to come visit on vacation. Well, here's what you can do. You can take them out to one of the many parks for a late evening walk. Anywhere in Person County within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be at one of the many parks maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. There you will find walking tracks, playground equipment. Also, here in Roxborough, is two available tennis courts to play at Huck's Hansberry on Morgan Street, at Person High School up on Ridge Road. So it's a lot of things to do if you have family and friends that's going to be coming in and visiting with you over vacation time. But Brian, tell us more about some of the things that's going on through the Parks and Rec Department.
Rob, there's always something going on. excuse me. As we talk about last break, we had a Saponi 5K coming up in June the 15th. Please, five, and also a 5K is 3.1 miles. So if you're interested in running a 5K, come on out to Mayo on that date. On the Saponi Indians, they put on a very nice show. State-of-the-art timers, and it's just the way they do it is so amazing. But June 15th, come on out. Call us at 597-7806 for more information or to get signed up about that. Also, you still have time for your kid or child to sign up for a summer day camp that's offered through the Parks and Rec Department. You have until June the 10th to sign up for it. So you have a good month also to sign up for that, a little bit less than a month to sign up for summer camp. If you're looking for your kid for something to do for the summer, a good fun time. We do, the gym is air conditioned this year, but we can only take the first 90 kids to sign up. So go ahead and get signed up for it. Your prices will vary. Which means if you pick your child up at 3 o'clock, you won't pay the same thing as somebody picking up that child at 6 o'clock. So give Ms. K. Rudd a call for that. Again, you have until June the 10th to sign up for that. Also, Rob, kickball registration is going on now. You have until May the 29th, which is two Wednesdays from now, to sign up for that. If you're interested in playing kickball through the Parks and Rec Department, give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for that or for more information. You have three ways to sign up. You can go by the office, you can call and do the telephone, or you can do it on the internet yourself. Me personally, I prefer to, to go by there because we would do this all day. We do it every day versus, trying to do it online yourself. But you can do it online. But May the 29th is a deadline for kickball through the Parks and Rec system.
336-597-1755. We'll be back in a few minutes, spending more time with LeBron Street in the segment we call Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, again, no available spots for camping at Mayo Park coming up for Memorial Day weekend. So with that being said, to our listeners that are thinking about camping at some point in time this season at Mayo Park, they need to make their reservations ASAP.
That is correct, Rob. We do book up. We have 28 RV sites, but we still book up because we used to always have Mayo Lake was one of the biggest kept secrets in the county, and it wasn't meant to be that way, but the secret is definitely out. Well, so it's just amazing to me, Rob, how so many people come out there, and they always say, I did not know this was here, or this is so nice, or that looks so, I had such a good time. I tell people all the time, if you can just come out there one time, I can guarantee you will be back. So, yes, Memorial Day is booked up solid, but it's plenty of the weekends that's available to camp at Mayo. Just simply give us a call at 597-7806. Also, next Friday, we didn't mention it, but we do have a free movie at the Kirby. That movie is Mr. Roberts. I don't know if you remember TV show Mr. Roberts. Well, anyway, it's the movie of it. Uh-huh. That will be showed out next Friday, May 24th at the Kirby at 7 o'clock. It is free as always, but we do accept monetary donations. If it's $1, $2, $5, whatever's on your heart to give, we will accept it, and we'll be grateful and thankful for it, but just know you're giving back to a good cause.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. That is correct, Rob. So next Friday, May the 24th, we'll, on Memorial Weekend, we'll have a free movie. at the Kirby. Let's not forget, it's the Pony 5K that's coming up June the 15th at Mayo. Give us a call at 597-7806 to sign up for it or to get more information about that event. Every year, it's a hit. It's a big event that the Pony Indians put on, and it kicks off their upcoming week for they have a Pony camp there, which they're there all week long. So give us a call. Give us a shout out at Mayo. Also, don't forget summer camp registration. You have until June the 10th to sign up. We can only take the first 90 kids. So first come, first serve with that. As I always said, we do have different prices. So if you pick up your child at 3 o'clock, you will not pay the same thing as somebody picking up that child at 6 o'clock. Again, we can only take the first 90 kids, and you have until June the 10th to sign up for the Parks and Rec Summer Day Camp. For that, simply call us at 597-1755 for more information about that event, Rob.
Well, LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning, sharing some good news, and be a nice week to get out to Mayo Park. It's not going to be too hot. It'll be just right. So if you want to go down and take a nature trail walk, head on by and see them right there, and you will find friendly folks there at Mayo Park. Have a good day, LeBron.
Rob, you and all the listeners, make sure you do the same.